You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Beverly. Yes, it's about time for your miracle this morning. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle. Radio broadcast. Amen. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. The radio station has been so grateful this morning on Mondays and Fridays, bringing me into your cars, into your home, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Praise God. We're glad you're tuning in to the Miracle Radio, to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance broadcast this morning. We're so glad. It's about time for your miracle. I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. Come up, come cross, come through, and come out and what you're in, knowing that God is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for things to happen in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. Not for the bad, but for the good. It's about time for you. Come on here. To come up out of that thing. Come up over that, cross that thing, and watch God do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise God. You know, we sung a song back in the days. I expect the miracle every day. Come on here. God is going to perform it today. Hallelujah. God is going to perform it today for you. If you can believe it, praise God. If you can receive it, the miracle is yours. How many out there expected a miracle? How many out there just waiting on God to do exactly what he say he's going to do? Praise our God. Amen. And we thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Praise God. Amen. We do honor everybody in their respective places. We honor our elect lady. Amen. God bless you. We honor our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown. Hallelujah. We honor all our prophetess, all our elders. Amen. All the saints of God, all the evangelists that's there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located again in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We trust and pray that you had a good weekend. We trust and pray that you was in service on yesterday. Those of you that had services, amen. You was in some kind of services this weekend, amen, to help you, enlighten you, to have a good week. Amen. Thank God for you. Let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you because of who you are. We thank you because of what you're doing and what you're going to do, God, in the midst of us, even now, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that we have every petition that we will ask of you in prayer. We thank you now, God, that it will be granted unto us as believers. We thank you, God, because we are now expecting a miracle in what we're doing and saying right now, Father. We thank you now, God, that we come in an agreement with what you're doing in our lives, Father. Help us to accept it. Let your will be done. Not our will, not our thoughts, not our ways, but thank you, Lord God. We're looking unto you today, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you now, God. Look on those that are traveling on the road, God, going to and for at work, or whether they be at work, Father, or whether they be traveling to take care of business on today, God. Lord, we thank you right now. This same grace and mercy cover them today in the name of Jesus, Father God. Most of all, God, bring somebody to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved, Father? We thank you right now, and we glorify you right now. In Jesus' name, nobody else's name. In Jesus' name, nobody else has the authority, oh, but you, God. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we bring you greetings from the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Thank God for good morning to all of you. Good morning to all of you that's coming on. Amen. We thank God for you, you, and you. We want you to know that God is with you. No matter what it looks like, God is with you. Praise God. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. God is with you. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. He's not speaking louder than God's voice. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. His hand is not bigger than God's hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know he is as a roaring lion. Praise God. He would try. He would try. He would try to come so close and mimic God and make you think it's God. But he would try. Come on. The Bible says he come to do three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. But I want to let you know today that you have the power. I was trying to not to work with it, but it's coming on out. You got the power of it. Of eternity, of the Almighty. You got the power of God that's on the inside of you. You got the power of God. Come on here. Don't give the enemy power of eternity over your praise. Don't give the enemy power of eternity over your worship with God. And oh, come on, come on. Don't give the enemy power of eternity over your words. Come on here. Don't let him have that much power over you, because when you give somebody a power of attorney over you, praise God, they can do anything when they want to do it, how they want to do it. But one thing the enemy has to know, he try to have the power of attorney over you. Come on. You can't allow the enemy to have power turning over you. Come on, you got to begin to speak the faith-filled words that's already dominated, faith-filled words that's already rooted, faith-filled words that's already grounded in the situation that we're in. You can't give the enemy power of eternity when you're going through. Come on here. When you're going through circumstances and situations, come on, don't allow the enemy to have power of turning over you. Come on. You don't allow that person to have power of attorney over you. As soon as they come in your presence, you can't come into the presence of God. Oh, my goodness. Because you've given them power of attorney over your praise. Uh-huh. Yes. Come on. Hallelujah. You've given them power over your praise. You want to go into a worship dance, but you, because of what they, you don't allow what they said or what they're doing to you to hold you fast, to hold you captured. The power of attorney, come on here, has to be notarized. It has to be a sign. It has to be stamped. So you can't allow that spirit or that person to stamp. Come on here, to stamp you. Come on, because you're giving them power of attorney over you, over your praise, over your word that come out your mouth. Guess what? We're going to deal with it. The word of God says, hallelujah, we are sealed to the day of redemption. We are sealed to the day of redemption. We have already been stamped. We have already been notarized. God have already stamped us. God have already notarized us. He's already gave us the authority, praise God, as believers. Come on, somebody. As believers, to walk in his word, to talk in his word, to live by his word. Come on here, to live through his word, to live with his word. So when the enemy gets ready to talk, he has no authority. He has no power. He has no, oh my God. He has no power. Come on here. We've been notarized. We've been notarized. We've been stamped. Come on here. Come on. No weapon that form against us shall prosper. We've been notarized. We've been stamped. Come on here. Don't give the enemy power of attorney over you. Come on. Don't allow a person to have that much power of eternity over you so you can't get into the presence of God because of the atmosphere that they have set for you. Come on. Praise God. You don't let nobody set your atmosphere. You set it. Come on here. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. The power of attorney. Come on here. Come on here. Yes, it states that whatever is that person is not capable, or that person has willed them to take what power of attorney over them and do all their business, do all their talking. So in the natural, we all know what a power of attorney is. We already know that. And we know we have to go and get it done right. It has to be notarized. Come on. It has to be stamped. It has to be approved to make it effect. Come on here. So what we're doing, come on, somebody, go with me in the spirit realm. What we're doing, we're taking the spiritual authority that God has given us as believers, that's given us, hallelujah, his word in circumstances and situations. We're taking it and we're handing it over to the enemy, because when we go through something, we will not use the power of eternity that God has given us through his word. We are to use God's word. Come on here. Be instant in season and out of season. When it don't look good, when it don't feel good, come on here. When things are coming up against you, the word of God is the power of attorney over every situation in our lives. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And guess what? You got the fire of God. You got the fire of God. You can't let the enemy tell you that it's not going to work. As we were saying on yesterday, the body of Christ, we've got to go back and get on fire. Come on here. Come on here. Because we don't go through so much and we don't allow the enemy to take power of attorney over our praise. We don't allow the enemy to take the power of attorney over our words. Come on here. Our words, faith-filled words that do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words that will overtake. Faith-filled words that rule. We allow the enemy, come on here, to cause us to walk by sight. Come on here. We're not walking by faith no more like we should. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. We have given the enemy that power of attorney over us. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To captivate us and tell us that it's not going to work. To tell us that God is not who he say he is. To tell us, come on here, that we going to always be going through this. No, that's not what the word say. That's not what the word of the Lord say to you. That's not what the word of the Lord is saying to you. You got to go back and get on fire. You got to go back and come on here. Praise God. Stop being ashes. Stop being ashes. Come on here. Because up under some of the ashes, it ain't nothing. The fire is really going out. Come on. We got to go back and be on fire. You got to go back and be ignited on fire. Come on. Let's go to the book of Acts. When they were in the upper room, the Bible said they waited there until the promise came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost came in as a mighty rushing wind and it sat on them. Hallelujah. Oh my God. It sit on them as clothes of fire, as tongues of fire, as fire. Come on here. Get your power attorney back. Come on here. Get your prayer language back. Come on here. Get your word life back. Come on here. Begin to speak those words into the atmosphere. Take your power attorney back. Don't let the enemy, hallelujah, have it. Because guess what? It's not, hallelujah, it's not sealed, it's not sound what the enemy is trying to do. All that the enemy is bringing up to you, because what he says, no weapon that form against me shall prosper, or you shall prosper. Guess what? God has already given you the power. Come on. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Guess what? God has already given you the authority. Guess what? Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Get your power attorney back from the enemy. You don't have to walk in sickness. You don't have to walk in defeat. Come on here. You don't have to, oh, glory to God. You don't have to die being a sinner, because he gave you the right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, get your power attorney back. Come on here, from the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you let him take your joy. Don't you let him take your peace. Come on, because you going through a situation, because you getting some news. Come on here. Don't you let the enemy tell you that God is not who he say he is, and God is not going to bring you out. Don't you let the enemy tell you, come on here, that this is where it's going to always be, and this is where it's going to end up. No, get your rights back. Get your rights back. Don't you let the enemy tell you you can't do it. Hallelujah. But the Bible says with the power attorney that we have on the inside of us, eternal power. Oh, God, y'all ain't gonna see you. Eternal power. Come on here. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on, somebody. Get your power attorney back in God. Get your praise back. Come on. Get your fire back. Come on. Hallelujah. Get your word life back. Come on. Begin to speak it into the atmosphere of the eye of the storm of that thing. Begin to say what Jesus said. Rebuke the storm. Yes, he did. Come on here. Hallelujah. Rebuke that storm and let the enemy know you can't do it. You won't do it. You come to do this. You come to do this. You come to steal. You come to kill. You come to destroy. But Jesus said, what did Jesus say? Here come the power attorney right now for real. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have a more abundantly. Get your fire back. Come on here. Jesus said, come on, what? You got to tell him what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy? Remember, Satan said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Hallelujah. Jesus said, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that does what proceeded out the mouth of Christ. Get your power or turn it back from the enemy. Oh, my God. Well, I will go into a praise. I will go into a dance, but they don't watch me. They're going to talk about me. Don't you give that power eternity to those kind of people that will hold you fast and can't let you, you can't be free because when you come in their presence, because they want to bind you up. You can't bind nobody up. Come on. Oh, my God, this is going to bless you. You can't bind nobody up. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, whatever you bind, they can't bind you up. They try to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego up, and they kind of throw them down in the fiery furnace. Yes, they did, but oh, God came in. Hallelujah. They begin to do what? They didn't give them the power of turning over their praise over there. Yes, they may put them in there physically. They may put them in that fiery furnace physically, and they may turn up the fire seven times hotter than it was. But oh, praise God. Oh, my God, y'all. This is going to really bless you. Oh, my God. They said, did not we throw three? Ah, God. Did not we throw three in there? But look like, hey, oh, my God, we see a fourth man. Hallelujah. And it looked like the Son of God. It was not the Son. It appears to be just his God appearance in a situation. Hallelujah. He ain't got to say nothing. He ain't got to speak. Just his shadow alone, his appearance. Hallelujah. Makes the difference when you into a situation where you got to know who God is when you're going through it. Again, hallelujah. We are sealed to the day of redemption. So the enemy cannot do no more and God allow him to do, permit him to do. And when God allow him to do it and permit him to do it, he still can't do it. Oh, my God. He still can't do it. Because guess what? Nothing by any means shall what hurt you. Because that's what the word of God says. This is where we got to be. This is what we got to do, Minister Mitchell. This is what we got to get back. We got to get back to the true original document. Come on here. That is the word of God. We got to go back to the word of God. All this new stuff rising up. Come on. All this new age stuff rising up. Oh, we got to get in this. We got to get it. No, we got to go back. The Bible says go back. Come on here. Go back. Hallelujah. Go back. We got to come back to our first love. Come on here. We got to go back. Come on here to the rigid foundation of the word of God. And we got to stand. I'm not preaching legalism. I'm not talking about doctrine and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about standing on the word of God like never before. Because as I said earlier in this prayer this morning, the enemy is trying to discredit the people of God. He's coming against the saints of God on the left, on the right. But the Bible told us, come on here. He told Joshua, come on here, stand still. Come on, you got to stand still because the enemy does not have, hallelujah, power of turning over your praise, power of turning over your worship, over your word that come out your mouth. You can't allow the enemy to keep your mouth sealed. You can't allow the enemy to keep you from giving God the praise, giving God the glory. Because when you begin to speak and give God praise, when you begin to speak and give God glory, praise God, he inhabits the praises of his people. When you begin to give God praise and glory, the enemy knows he does not have the power of turning over a true believer. Come on here. Over a person that's walking right, a person that's walking upright for before God. Come on here. Oh, my gosh. Somebody better preach this one about Job. Satan didn't have the power of turning over Job. Come on. He thought he did. Because, oh, my God. Satan said, I can't get to him. God, because you got too much power of turning over him. You got a hedge about him. God's got a hedge about you, sister, brother. God's got a hedge about you, mother, father. God's got a hedge about you, grandchildren. Come on. Hallelujah. A hedge. Hallelujah. He has the power. He has the hallelujah, the everlasting spoken word over your life. Satan can't do no. He can't do it. Come on. So we got to go back. And we got to go back. Come on here. We got to go back. Come on. I'm telling y'all, we got to get away a wise, and we got to wake up. Wake up out of Zion. Zion, wake up. Wake up out of sleep. Come on. Wake up out of this pity thing. Wake up out of this that God is not coming through. God ain't moving fast enough for us. God is moving faster than you think. Come on. He's moving faster than you giving him praise. We give him more shoulda, coulda, and wouldas more than we giving him praise and thanks, because he's still God. Don't you get an enemy that much power. Don't you even get enemy power at all over you. Come on. Hallelujah. Get your power back. Come on. Come on, somebody. Get your power back. Call yourself back to the place. Come on here. Whence thou have fallen from God. Call yourself back to that place and get in there. Stay in this place. Walk in this place. Rest in this place. And know God is who he say he is. Get your power of attorney back from the enemy. Come on. Somebody ain't going to like it. Somebody ain't going to like it. Come on. You don't let the enemy run rampant and run in your house. You don't let the enemy run rampant and run in your body. You don't let the enemy run rampant and do what he said because he think he had the power of authority over you. No. No, you don't. The blood cover me. The blood cover you. Apply the blood principles. Come on here. Apply the blood. Come on here. Go back. Repeat the blood over your children, over your house, in your car. Go back. Come on here. And repeat, apply the blood. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Because guess what? I have the power. You have the authority in your mouth as believers. Decree and declare. Come on here. We so busy. We so busy. What we doing? We so busy trying to make numbers and how many you got. How many followers you got? If you're on Cypress audience, we so busy. Come on here. Trying to make how many members you got. Come on here. Oh, build the kingdom of God up with this authority, with this power that's on the inside of us. Come on here. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We so worried about trying to then improve what people going to think about us. Come on. Let people be people. People are going to be people. Don't give them the power of attorney over you to hold you in a place that you shouldn't be in your mind and in your spirit. Oh, glory to God. Help me in here today. Come on here. Hallelujah. For it says we are sealed to the day of redemption. We are sealed. We are sealed. The enemy cannot break the seal of God over your life. You're going to go through some things, but you seal. Yes, Lord. You're going to have some dark days, but guess what? The light is still with you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, there's going to be some tears shed, but what he's going to do, he's going to wipe away all those tears. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy can come in the morning. Your morning is now. Come on. Your morning is now. Because guess what? The enemy does not have that right over you. The enemy does not have that right to walk up and sift you out like that. Because guess what? He even told Simon, Peter, he said, Simon, Stacy. He told him, say, Simon, Peter, which means Peter. He said, I have prayed for you that, oh my God, Satan decides to do what? Sift you as wheat, but I will pray for you. So what we got to do is, Minister Mitchell, what we got to do, Sister Arlene, what we got to do, Hallelujah, Jennifer, what we got to do, Sister McClarity, what we got to do, we got to go back and snatch that power of eternity that God has given to us and put it back in our mouth, put it back in our praise, put it back in our thank. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You got to go back and reverse that thing. Don't let the enemy, because it has not really been signed and sealed by the enemy, because he can't do nothing. He can't do nothing. He has no power to do it. Oh, the enemy has power. I can hear people saying, saints of God, the enemy has power. No, he doesn't. The only power that Satan has, and he don't even have that. The Bible say he's the prince and the ruler of the air. Come on. He really don't have that. He think he got it, but guess what? It hadn't been signed. It hadn't been stamped. It hadn't been notarized. Why you say that, Apostle? Why you say that? Because guess what? The Bible says that God has given us authority. And whatever we speak, whatever we send his word, and we got to send it through the airways, guess what? It has to materialize. His word will go out, but it will not return unto him, boy. So the enemy can't even stop that. He don't even have the power that he think he have. Uh-oh. That's just like some of y'all holding the power turn over somebody. But if it has not been notarized, if it has not been sealed, you don't have nothing. That's what the enemy, he has no authority. He has no power, oh my God, over you as a believer, over you as speaking the word of God. Somebody better help me in here. That's why I said we got to go back and get back on fire. Come on, we got to go back and take God at his word, because the enemy is running rampant trying to tell you that God ain't who he say he is. God ain't working. God ain't, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You will not have that authority over me. You cannot have that power and authority over me as a believer, as a child of God. Because guess what? God has given us the authority in the earth realm to decree and declare. Come on here. To subdue. Come on here. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can overturn it. That sounds like somebody with, oh my God. God got the power of attorney over me, because why? He purchased us. He purchased us with his blood. Come on here. He bought us. He redeemed us back from the hands of the enemy that once had the authority over us. But because what he did on Calvary, because he shed his blood for us as believers, he gave up his home in glory for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have a right to walk in our God-given bought right authority. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on, saints of God. Come on, believers. Come on, word people. Come on, that we supposed to be. Come on, faith walkers. Come on. Because we were never designed to walk in fear. We was never designed to walk in doubt. We was never designed to walk in unbelief. Because faith don't walk in unbelief. Faith don't walk in fear. Faith don't walk in doubt. Come on here. Get your God-given bought right back. Come on. Some of you used to have faith so strong and believe so strong. Come on here. Hallelujah. Yes, you started out with a little bit of faith, but God caused it to grow. Because he said if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah. If you just had that little bit of faith, you don't have to have a whole lot. But guess what? Out of that little mustard seed, your faith gonna increase. Uh-oh. You got to go back and get your authority back. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. No, devil, you ain't going to have my daughter. No, devil, you ain't going to have my son, my grandchildren, or whatever the case may be. You're not going to have it. You're not going to have them. Because guess what? You don't have that authority over me as a believer. Come on. Satan can't do no more to you than you allow or I allow him. This is where you draw the line at. Why? Because I'm walking in my God-given right, my God-given authority. You can't figure this word out in your flesh. Uh-oh. You can't figure this word out in your flesh. You got to be in the spirit realm. This is spiritual. Come on. This is spiritual. Again, when you give somebody a power of attorney over you, that person can do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. I don't need to explain it to you. Y'all know how that work. And if you get somebody that don't know what they're doing, when you get somebody that don't know what they're doing, when you get somebody that's going to get back at you, they hold it over your head. Because they expose the enemy in the spirit realm. The enemy thinks he has the power of turning over you. He want to keep you from praising God. He want to keep you at odds with one another. Because he know if I could just keep them from ever finding out who they are in God, I got them. But I stopped by this radio station today. I stopped by Cypress audience today to let you know